Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting a company update today from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence and I are following up on a news release that came out this morning, pre-market, that outlines the completion of the 2020 drill program and gives a little insight into what Lawrence and his team are seeing in some of the drill core from four target areas that were drilled. Just as a quick recap, the total program is 10 holes, a little over 2,000 meters. This is all at the American Creek project in the Golden Triangle. And just to remind everybody, this is really the company's first pass drilling, testing out some of these targets and at least trying to prove that there is reason to follow up on these drill results. We don't have any of the assays back from the labs, but Lawrence, let's start talking about some of the key points that are outlined in this news release. The first and foremost being this upper Ruby zone. You and I haven't talked at length about this zone. We initially talked about three different targets that were being drilled. Give us a little bit more background on this upper Ruby zone, please.
Well, that's a very interesting zone, Corey. It wasn't really discovered until about September. And, you know, in preparation for the drilling, it was our second season of field work on the project, and the geological team were out fine-tuning the exact locations for where to put the drill rigs and doing some, you know, reconnaissance work in the area as well. And they found another area that had not been previously documented. We're calling it the Upper Ruby Zone. It's a higher on the mountain than the original Ruby Zone that was documented way back. And it looked interesting enough that we worked it into the drill program. So in addition to the three target areas that we originally anticipated, we also drilled into the Upper Ruby Zone. Now, the great news is all of these target areas, we hit mineralization. And, you know, we don't have assays yet, and it's just visual, and you've always got to be careful when you're talking about what you're seeing in drill core, because it's not definitive, but we are seeing sulfide minerals in all four of these target areas where we anticipated seeing the sulfide minerals, and that is extremely, extremely encouraging in that it tells us that there is potential for some size to these various vein zones that we're following. Now, in this type of deposit, we're not looking for veins that are continuous over hundreds of meters or kilometers, like in some settings, but we're seeing swarms of veins and clusters, and we have now confirmed that there is potential for size in these veins. So the upper Ruby that you were asking about, we drilled it 430 meters north of the original high-grade zone that was the focus for the early mining. And that zone was drilled in 2006. And multiple holes in 2006 hit kilo-plus values of silver. So we drilled the high-grade zone as much as 81 meters away, and we're seeing the same sulfide minerals. And then we're seeing it in the upper Ruby zone, 430 meters away. So we've got potential here for some real size. Now, we also drilled into the Franmar zone, and we drilled that actually from the road. And then we drilled the Wolf Moon zone that was discovered in the summer of 2019. And also produced some very highly encouraging values on surface. And those were the very first drill holes into that Wolf Moon zone. So four target areas, drill holes into all of them, and we're seeing visible sulfide minerals, the kind of minerals that are associated with the silver deposits that were previously mined in this region. So we're pumped. We're very excited about what we're seeing.
All right. Well, that is encouraging because, in full disclosure, hey, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals. I'm excited to see what these assay results actually yield. But, Lawrence, can you give us a little bit more color on what you've outlined here is the overall targets? You're talking about vein clusters, not necessarily veins that go on for hundreds of meters, but these clusters of veins that I assume are relatively close to surface. Are there any other projects or assets that other investors can look to and say, okay, this is a, let's say, parallel to what Mountain Boy is going after?
Well, the best analog for what we're working on is a premier camp, which is literally just over the hill on the other side. And in fact, from the Wolf Moon showing, we can look down onto the Premier Mill. Premier operated for about 80 years. It was one of the biggest gold silver camps in British Columbia. And it's exactly the same sort of thing. The old timers back in the early 1900s found the veins sticking out of the ground. And over the next 80 years, they found more of the veins, and they tracked the veins to depth, and it became one of the biggest mining camps in BC. What we have geologically is absolutely the same as Premier. We're seeing rocks of the same age. We're seeing the same types of veins and vein clusters, and we're seeing it spread over a multi-kilometer area exactly as in the Premier camp. So in terms of an analog, it looks very, very much like Premier.
So Lawrence, this news release does outline that the drill program has wrapped up. You're going to have to wait for the weather to turn in spring of next year to get back on the site. How much cash does the company still have in the bank now that expenses will be much lower that you're not drilling?
Well, right. We're not drilling. We didn't drill as much as we anticipated.
Why didn't you drill as much as you anticipated?
The drilling conditions were difficult. We got a late start, and part of it was logistics, and part of it was we wanted to do the extra field work to nail down the targets. And then once the drill started turning, we lost a few days to weather. But the biggest impediment was drilling conditions were difficult around the Mountain Boy occurrence. And whenever you get into one of these vein type situations, you're dealing with broken up rock, a lot of brecciated areas, and it was just slower drilling than we were counting on. So we didn't get as much done. So the bottom line is we still have roughly a couple million dollars of cash, and we've got a big block of publicly traded shares in another company that are available. So we're good shape financially, and we will be starting as soon as we can at the beginning of next season. The permits are still valid. We don't need to do any of that. It's just at this point a matter of logistics, which is driven largely by the weather and the snow conditions.
All right. Well, then, Lawrence, thank you for that update. Can you also give us a little color on how the shares have been trading? Because the company had a private placement, which technically just came free trading yesterday. We've seen some high volume, but we've seen some nice support coming in from buyers in the market. Yes, the stock is off some of its highs of a couple months ago, but even today as we're recording this, the stock is up 4.5 cents, which is about 12, just over 12%. So some nice support on the back of this news. Give us a little bit more insight on the support that's come into the market for this company.
Well, there's a lot of eyeballs on this company now. You know, a lot of people, especially people in the industry, are aware of what we're doing. It's a difficult story to get across to a non-industry type investor, but anybody that knows the industry recognizes the geological significance of what we're doing. You know, the age of the intrusion that we've identified, the nature of the mineralization in these veins, the extent of the veins, and the close parallels to the Premier. So when stock became available at a lower price, we had a lot of people that jumped in and were willing buyers. And clearly, we're going to ramp up our messaging. We've got a fabulous story to tell here. We've got a lot of news that's going to be coming out over, and it's going to take, realistically, by the time we get all these assays in, we just finished the drilling. Turnaround times at the labs are now 8-10 weeks or more in some cases. And so we're going to be well into early next year as we're still releasing results of this drilling. So we're going to make sure that we have as many eyeballs as possible on this company as we're reporting these results, because we're very optimistic, very enthusiastic about what we're seeing and what we're expecting out of those assays.
Oh, well, Lawrence, we will follow along as those assay results are released to the market. Again, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals. I have a personal interest in following up on those drill results. But if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Lawrence to address those. Lawrence, thanks for the update. We'll follow up as we get some drill results.
Great talking to you, Corey. Look forward to talking soon. Bye.